Hey, I am Luis Muleto, and this is, still have problems with calling it a podcast, but it's a podcasting platform, so I'm going to call it a podcast, where I usually just go over my weekly notes, how my week went. It's a way to for me to check in every week. My bullet points is where my time went, any notes that I capture, any thoughts that I had that I want to revisit, that I just kind of want to explore and kind of voice and talk out loud. Also, how I'm doing my physical health, emotional health, or that mental health, really some of the things that have happened every week, spiritual health as well, my finances, if I'm achieving my goals, how am I getting close to those. Also, I check in what I read this week, anything that stuck out, any books that I'm reading. And what I'm listening to, maybe a lot of podcasts, maybe not so much, audiobooks, and what I'm listening to on Spotify, which is my current player, and then upcoming, anything that might be coming in the next couple of weeks. I try to keep these short, but tend to be tangential. But so if you stay around, you're going to get to hear what happened to me this past week. Thanks for listening. Hey, today is January 23rd, 2022, and this is sort of in a way how my last week went. Not sure if it's going to be completely accurate, as I probably forgot a couple things, but so here it goes. I ran a couple errands on Saturday. Studied a little bit for that certified associated project management exam that I'm planning to take. I kind of forgot about it through the holidays. Actually, I plan to work to study some through the holidays, but with my mom being in town and other things kind of took priority over it. And then at the beginning of the year, I had to kind of like just let go of the idea that I fail, that and I just pick it up later. And I just kind of tweaked it a little bit, what my goals are, and it just made it easier, and I kind of went over the hump a little bit. So I might pick it up this during the week. If not, I'm probably planning to do so on Saturday. I did a couple things on the house, went to yoga a couple times. Yesterday, which was Saturday, spent some time on YouTube, kind of later night than what I usually have on Saturday, but I just caught up on a couple of subscriptions that I had. I had a dental appointment on Tuesday. And also, on Monday, it was a company holiday because of Martin Luther King Day. After last year, the company has now started to, what's the word that I'm, it's not celebrate, but observed the day. And even though I ended up kind of working through it, I did a little bit of prep. This week I got my first box from Misfit Markets, which is a kind of an ugly food, ugly vegetable kind of online grocer, a delivery service. I don't know what they go by, but, so far, I'm pleased with it. I tried one of the other services in Perfect Food before, but it was, the timing wasn't good. I tried it a couple of years ago, so I decided to give this one a try, and so far I'm pleased with it. And I have another box come in later this week. And then I was just so meet with meetings at work. Maybe it was Wednesday whenever I didn't have anything, which was kind of nice as I was able to catch up on a couple things. As far as attention goes, the notes, mostly a snippet from the Farnham Street email, a newsletter that I get on Sundays. And this one's Shane Parrish was talking about environment. So I wanted to grab that one and put it for later, since it's one of the things that resonated with me. As far as reading, mostly the Monocle December January issue. Just going through it. first listening some lo-fi jazz music, Beats to Think To, which is a Spotify playlist, mostly electronic music, but no vocals. It's just kind of, I used to just work. And then Morning Coffee, that one, it does have some vocals, and it's more, but it's more acoustic, laid down, kind of soft pop. And so definitely something that I can work to sometimes, as in whenever I need to line up things. So as watching some recipe videos, and then some of the updates from subscriptions, and that was all mostly, that was all from YouTube. So as far as my body, and then, you know, the ebb and flow, I just kind of, this past week, I don't think I was eating enough natural proteins. My bowel movements weren't very good, which, you know, it kind of sounds gross to just say that, but it, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that it kind of ruins your day whenever you don't feel like you're, because you feel stuffed, you feel like you're heavy, and, it just, at least for me, it's kind of an uncomfortable feeling. So whenever I'm feel regular, it's definitely a plus. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. I know that not having enough natural protein sometimes doesn't help me, especially whenever I do a lot of ideal protein foods, since they have lower fat, and the protein tends to be dense. So, not much fiber and some of the stuff that I'm having, but I just kind of keeping an eye on things. What I'm trying to do, and definitely having more vegetables helped, because I didn't have much last week before I got that box. So after that, I'm kind of optimizing for having groceries, and not so much as always getting a better deal or getting the most convenient. It's just, if I'm running low on something, I just need to kind of keep a constant flow of things, because it allows me to feel prepared in case there's any changes in the supply chain, or you know, we get bad weather and I can't get out to the street, or I'm in quarantine because, you know, God forbid I got COVID or something like that. That has become something that is a little more important for me, and so definitely that's what I'm trying to optimize for, is just to have a supply of food, something that I can prepare a meal, something warm, or something that it's helpful and nourishes my body, and kind of feels like something that nourishes, something that I feel good about eating. And then I'm trying to figure out how to make my move ring for my Apple Watch go back up. It went down terribly low. Went down to like 320, 380. Because I have it set up that depending on my activity, it kind of proposes a new smart goal, and I sucked it up and I just accepted that was my new smart goal. And I haven't hit it a couple times. I'm trying to figure out what changed, but last year, I guess around this time, even though there was a freeze, I guess I managed to be more active. I don't know if it was because I was doing exercising. I'm not sure, but I don't remember being this low. Maybe it's because I've had the watch for this long, and now kind of it's better at tracking what I'm doing, because it learned my habits, you know, AI and everything, and so it's got some smarts to it, so it's been able to devise what I'm trying to do and I'm not doing. According to the fitness app, in order for the arrow for the move ring to start going back up, I need to break my record, like pass my goal, I think 12 days in a row or something like that. So it's going to be an uphill battle. So we'll see how I devise that, maybe over the summer. And as far as my mind goes, kind of acknowledging that I do some mindless eating. So I do a lot of eating while standing around. It's something that I've always had something that I always done. And it usually doesn't suit me, because I tend to overeat when I'm standing, because I'm not sitting and enjoying the food. I'm just kind of snacking. Something else that I do is that I stand in front of the fridge eating while I'm trying to figure out what to eat, because I grab whatever I see in my eyes. I see my eyes. Whatever catches my eye, I grab that, I snack on that while I'm trying to figure out what to eat. Maybe a lot more people do it, but I just particularly don't enjoy that I'm doing it. Because it tends for me to overeat. And especially because I'm snacking on things and not so much as having like a proper meal. So I always feel like I didn't eat enough. Like I didn't have a meal. So in my head, I'm not kind of hitting a trigger that says, yeah, you sit down, you had dinner, you had whatever meal that was. I'm having a little bit of a, anxiety in a way for not having much to do. And this, as the year started, I started kind of in a note that started feeling overwhelmed because I said I was going to do so many things during the Christmas break, and I didn't. And then since the weather got cold and I started getting, didn't feel 100%, I didn't go to yoga for about a week, and my mood frames went down. And so I feel like I need to deal with not doing enough, quote unquote, whatever enough is, which is enough is a definition of my own definition. And I was struggling. I still am struggling with that as far as it, what enough is, and how did I set up the bar maybe too high, and how me just saying that at the same time, it feels like I'm belly aching and complaining about something when I should be grateful for what I have. And it's not as easy as I was making it to be, because I could be grateful, and I'm grateful for plenty of things in my life, but I'm not grateful for the stress that I'm putting on myself because I'm trying to win at this artificial race. Because in our reality, it doesn't, it's something that is insignificant. It is a challenge that I'm putting on me, this worry that, these voices that are all around through channels that I allowed to come into my circle and my mind, that you should be doing more, you should be grateful, you live in this rich country and all these things, and nobody cares really. They're not thinking of me. I don't even know who to tell you who said anything at this moment, right? It's just all the stories have combined into this, have morphed into this voice that is constant, right? It's not, it's almost, it's like, a couple of things have morphed into one, and now the voice I don't even recognize, cannot distinct where it came from, but it's there. But it's a voice that I created because I'm the one that merged them together, to merge all these different stories, articles, podcasts, and all these things into one thing. So therefore, I have some control over it because I'm the one that is morphing it. I'm the one that is kind of binding it together. I'm the binding engine. Anything for baking, an egg is a binding agent, or flaxseed if you don't do eggs. You need something to bind the ingredients together. And I feel like I am the binding agent for some of these voices. So the control that I'm trying to exert over them, or just kind of push back, is to do less. Because that way, if I have one voice to deal with, because I'm, doing one thing, and this voice is telling me you should be doing something else, it's easier to battle with that voice, because it's easier argument against it. But if I'm trying to manage a lot of things at the same time, it's like every voice is coming at me at the same time. So it's harder for me to manage. But again, I don't know if that's going to work out for me, but that's what I'm trying to do. That's, if I was to have a resolution for 2022, it would be to do less. It would be to watch whenever I'm trying to do too many things at the same time. It's not about multitasking. Multitasking was just the beginning of it. Because you hear that multitasking is not really good for productivity and things like that. Or task switching and all these things, right? So it all kind of goes with that. Because I found that it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work whenever I'm trying to be in every tune and every channel and I'm nowhere. Because usually I'm missing sleep. I forgot that I had to call something. I forgot that I'd do something important. Or I messed up a document that I was working on because I was trying to answer a Teams message. And then I didn't see the error, and then it kind of became this thing at the end. But whenever I work on something at once, then errors might happen. I'm human, but there's less chance of it. Because I'm more in the task and in the moment. And not everything is urgent. And that's something that with really what it comes down to is really determining what is urgent. And that the urgency, whenever somebody sends you a message in their eyes, they might not realize that. And you think that a message is, for example, that a text message is, that a call nowadays is something urgent. Because most people text message if they don't need a quick reply. But for some individuals, a text message is like, I know you have your phone with me, so why aren't you not answering kind of thing. So it's also the expectation. Let's say if I was a sender and I sent you something, I'm sending it with in the way, in the communication, in the method that I think matches the urgency. So for me, a text message is, yeah, you can answer whenever. If I call you, it's because it's something I need an answer right away. If I sent you an email, I don't even know if I heard, you know, that's just different. These are the ones that I use. But that might not be the same for somebody else. But at the same time, on the other end, the receiver has the authority over the message because I let it go. I sent it, so it's off of my custody, my control. My expectations are still within it, so I wrapped them all in there. But at the end of the day, that is kind of gone, and somebody else is now in charge of it. So let's say that's the receiver, if I see a message, now I'm in control of it. So I'm going to manage it with my however I see fit. And at the moment, I was trying to match the other person. Like, because I didn't know how they meant to send it. That means that everything was urgent. But that's not the truth. And it's difficult because you don't know, right? You just have to try and you might offend somebody. And, you know, I'm telling myself this more often than not. They're adults. They're grown-ups. They can take care of things. And that, for me, just helps. Like, whenever I'm trying to prevent to make somebody mad or I think that I hurt somebody's feelings, I just tell myself, they're grown-ups. They can take care of themselves. So if I offended them, they have the authority of themselves to tell me that I offended them. I try not to. But, you know, this is not something that I did or didn't offend. It's that I'm second-guessing myself because of the message. But, anywho. This is something that I kind of found along those lines. If I'm perceived as depressed because I'm falling, I'm not urgent, I'm not go, go, go. I'm busy. I'm not hustling and all these. So people immediately, I feel like I'm being depressed. Like I'm lacking energy. Like I don't have vitality or anything. When in our reality, in the last couple, aside from some of the struggles that come and go, because I'm learning things, and sometimes what I learn, it's a lesson that I wasn't ready for, or maybe I wasn't expecting the lesson, right? And sometimes it's like, yeah, that was not what I was expecting. So I need a moment to kind of bounce back and recoup But I feel like I'm still in the right path. And I don't know if I'm self-diagnosing, but I don't, I feel confident saying that I don't feel my, find myself depressed. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing my head because I laugh by myself sometimes. Because I find something funny, or because it's something silly, or because I don't, just laughing at me trying to distinguish myself from somebody else. But in reality, I'm just another human being. I don't know, and I make mistakes. I sometimes drive terribly. So, and do it and make mistakes. And I just kind of smile. I was like, here you are. You're just another one of us. There's no us. There's no them. There's us. And I laugh at that. And sometimes I go and, you know, in moments that I just kind of need to talk out loud. But I'm trying to clear my head. But I, at the same time, I don't feel myself like I'm struggling to get out of bed. Sometimes I just feel like I need to give myself some time and not rush to something because I feel like I'm not ready for it. And I'm learning to be okay with that, and that I don't need permission from anybody to feel that. I don't have to check in with somebody or explain myself. That's just how things are. On the spirit side, there's many ways to feel alive. On the community side, I was going to see my dad this weekend, but his trip actually got canceled. I was really looking forward to seeing him a little bit. And I would be lying to myself if I didn't feel like I was back to being a kid. My dad and I had that kind of relationship. My mom and him separated when I think I was two. So I didn't grow up in a household when my dad was around. She later remarried, and there was other fatherly figures, but my dad was not. I don't remember whenever my dad was still in the house. So there were a lot of times that my dad just didn't show or fail to on a promise. And there was a little bit of that this weekend, which is just interesting how I'm almost going to be 40 and I still have some of that. That I was not as quick, and I don't hold it against him because this, you know, it's something that it just happened. It wasn't like a planning or anything. It just really was a bad, he just had a couple bad incidents. And it was just best for him not to come. But it's just a feeling that I was like, man, as an adult, I still can feel that, right? That it was a promise and he failed to meet it. But anywho. And then I wanted a little bit of a deep dive on my notes about local versus global. Something that I've been struggling with a little bit. Another thing that I'm trying to kind of look upon and kind of study for 2022 is if I just kind of say not now for me to have the ambition of becoming a traveler and nomad and all these things. And I just kind of stay put for a while. And just kind of come to accept that I'm okay with that. Because at the same time, I was, you know, I can tell you that I'm me saying that feels like I'm settling and all this, but that is just something else. I just write that voice. Tell me that I shouldn't settle, that this is not it, that there's potentially, and this is a, potentially so much out there. But in our reality, and something that I wrote down here, if I cannot point it in the map, that's where I want to go, then the place, the next place, that it all gonna make sense, and you know, that I want to travel to. If I cannot point on the map that place that I'm gonna go, then it doesn't exist. It's all in my head. That I just making up excuses and making up more and more justifications of why not settling. And I'm gonna be 40 in a couple of years. For me, that's still kind of a wow. And so maybe I'm immature for 40. For some of them, maybe I look older because I'm plenty of gray. I feel like I've been judged both ways, just by how people perceive me. But I can say that, going back to the local global thing, that I just need to let go of that idea that me saying that I'm okay where I'm at, this place is meeting my expectations, that the balance, that the things that I don't like and the things I don't like, is favorable. That doesn't mean that it's not, that I'm settling. That means that I'm acknowledging that I'm in a comfortable place. And being comfortable is not 100% negative. The problem to me is when I felt comfortable before and I still second-guessed it, and I still could come up with a better plan. Not a fictitious thing. It's more as in, I could see where the problems were before, and now I'm just okay with it. Maybe because I'm older, maybe in the pandemic, it's everything, right? You cannot distinct, it's all the fabric of our lives, not to steal the slogan from, I think it was Fruit of the Loom. Oh no, it's somebody else, Cotton. It's Cotton, I think that's what it's Cotton. But it just becomes all these things. So it might be sound like I'm giving up. I'm still struggling with it. It's not a thing. But because I did write, am I giving up? Did I start chasing a dream? Am I settling? But it really, it's what I need right now. That's what it comes down to. It's what I, and being more local and putting in pause this attitude of, I'm just passing by. I've been living here for 7 years. And I can tell you where, whenever I moved here, I couldn't imagine that this is where I was going to be. In the house, because this house was supposed to be a temporary thing. And the one thing that I thought it was going to be more long-term, it actually, well, it's not so anymore. So with all that in mind, I'm just, trying to do less. And just kind of close things off. As far as the money side, this morning I was thinking about it, but then I went ahead and did it afterward. I wrote this. I decided to get a annual subscription to the yoga studio that I go to. So I made a decision to commit to that. So it lines up with this local global dilemma. And then I have just a little more on the groceries, which I mentioned earlier, is that I'm trying just to optimize to have something in the fridge and something on the shelf and in the pantry that more than what is convenient and what's cheap. And because in our reality, it's if I want to grab something, I just grab it regardless. If it's the cheapest here, it's going to work somewhere else. I feel like I'm in a place that I don't have to worry about that. If I did, then for sure, it is definitely something to be considered. But right now, I don't. I'm pretty kind of frugal in some other places. And so food is something that's important to me. So I'm just feel like that's what I should be optimizing for. But and that was it. So kind of went, about the same time, somehow a little bit longer, but for some reason I'm still doing these for, I just mostly just to clear my head, right? I don't find myself that I'm a good writer. And my grammar skills are not very good, at least I don't find them good. And talking, especially because I don't have much, anybody to talk to much nowadays, at least about this. At least it clears my head. And I think I mentioned this before. It just sounds like I'm talking to somebody on the other side. And it sounds pathetic, and, you know, but as long as it works for me, who gets a damn? At this moment, I maybe it's just age, but I care very little about that. I guess by now in life, you kind of see so many, you get to witness so many things. And you get to witness ups and downs. And not that I like to kind of gain, I don't gain anything by seeing somebody fail or somebody go through a tough time in their life. But you just get to witness so many things like that sometimes. Marriage ends. Relationships start. People start being more honest. You start seeing drinking issues or how people are drinking and what they're doing. And you start seeing all these things. And I guess I just stopped caring as much because you start seeing how much of it is we're pretending in front of each other. If we go to great lengths to pretend that everything is fine, and that's the reason why sometimes I struggle. I don't back away from whenever I'm having like a dark cloud. Because I know that I'll survive. I trust myself enough that a sunny day will come again. But I just, by being in that dark cloud, I feel like I'm connected. Like I don't have to pretend that much. That I am a little odd at times. That I do like staying indoors. I don't have to pretend to be outdoorsy, to be outgoing. I like to talk nowadays because, well, at least I'm a little more free to talk because I've gained some confidence. Because I don't care so much if you don't want to talk back to me. Because there's more people down the line. So, it's okay for the dark clouds to come. I don't even know where I was going with that, but anyways. Again, if anybody else is listening to this, that it's just not me in the future, and at this moment, I don't even know if I'm going to be listening to this. I think at some point, probably AI would come and would make something out of this that I cannot even imagine right now. That's what I'm actually hoping. Is that in the future, the internet, and I'm going to put it as a global, just this phenomenon that I felt, whatever point we're in the future, whatever, we should be like in the 2 digits by then, but since we're at 3, I think we're going to exponentially get to the 10 pretty quick. But at that moment, what I'm recording this, that it's being stored in somebody else's servers that I don't understand, that is trying to monetize on my voice, or monetize on this, and probably sell me ads later. Probably they're going to try to sell me ads for depression, or I don't know, whatever else is going on at that moment. But that I'm hoping that I'll get something out of it. Maybe somebody has figured out how to program your words into art, that'll be fun. Weirdly enough, that kind of got me excited. That the reason why I'm doing this is not something that I might not comprehend right now. That I'm just following something I want to do. But no, I mean, I don't make any money from it. I'm not trying to make anything out of it. But it's something that I feel like it helps me clear my head. And I still think that, who knows if it might help somebody in the future. So, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but I'm sure it's gonna be interesting.